Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentwin. It's the 22nd, I think, of September, and I'm in a London where it's clearly raining, but it's not raining now, so hooray. On the way to work a little bit later than usual because my train was cancelled, but I was lucky I got a seat again halfway on the later train, which of course was very full. And the lady train driver got a little bit upset with people blocking the doors, so she couldn't shut the doors and move on. But I didn't hear her announce that she declassified first class, seeing as there were twice as many people on that train. Anyway, I also just had a lovely email from a friend, which convinces me that it's not just us struggling with the new routine of this academic year and all the kids' activities and activities new and different days and having to somehow juggle all that with your work life and that of your spouse and having to negotiate the social pitfalls of the parents who've been doing this for a while and who have certain expectations, and you're not quite sure yet how to get around all that, and you might not want to do it, but if you don't, you upset them. I'm glad it's not just us. I was really, really tired. We had a super busy weekend. I gave up halfway through Boo yesterday because I just didn't know how to talk about everything we've been doing. But to give you an update on the gum tree, I'm getting dripped on by the trees now. It's actually stopped raining, but then under trees it continues, isn't it? And then you get really big drops from the leaves. So to give you an update on the furniture selling on Gumtree. So there was one family who was very interested in one particular piece. Ooh, I might just get my wallet out again. They didn't move until last Friday, so she told me 2 weeks in advance. They paid and everything via PayPal. And so we just kept stuff for them, and they came and they picked it up on Saturday, so that all worked. And then the other piece, someone was very, very interested last Tuesday and kept texting me about it, and then I didn't hear anything else. So I got in touch with them on Saturday lunchtime, and she did indeed send someone around to pick it up on Saturday night. So in one stroke, one day, we were rid of both pieces, which was fabulous. I'm kind of celebrated by... I designed on IKEA. It's quite good actually. You can some of the modular furniture, and if I design feature on there, so you can just design it the way you want, you know, add the pieces, just tell it what size it is, even though it was a bit trickier because it went under the stairs, so Simon's been doing lots and lots and lots of measuring, I was just sort of trying to design the pieces, put them in, and then you can, you know, you have your choice of colours and you can decide what doors and how many shelves and whatever you want in there, and what knobs on the doors. And once you've decided on all that, you can then print that, and it prints you with a shopping list. And when you tell it what store you want to go to, it tells you the location as well, which was brilliant because I downloaded that as a PDF, shared it with Simon, and he could just go off with a big trolley and collect all the pieces up. I don't think we've ever been in and out of IKEA that quickly. So that's all gone well. What else? I wonder what's going on today. There's a lot of police around, so I don't know whether they're expecting someone today at Buck's house. What else? We've had cycling success. So I already reported that Amelia cracked it last weekend, and she was very keen. She wanted to go out on the bike again, which had never happened before. And she went on the bigger bike this time, the one that doesn't actually take stabilizers. And she did really well. She just cycled along. She was fine. And perhaps biggest surprise of all, Henry was playing Minecraft, and I thought, oh, here we go. Suggest to him that he needs to go and he needs to go outside and cycle, because usually what he says to that is no. It's usually lots of objection. But yeah, he got in the middle of Minecraft, and do you want to go cycle? Oh yeah, he went. Oh wow, okay, I didn't see that coming. And then he seemed to be very happy pedaling along on his little bike, so I'll have to get him off the stabilizers next. But yeah, it was fabulous. They were both very keen, so that was cool. Yes, and then last but not least, we also had a good friend over for what seemed like a long overdue catch up, and had a lovely time. Some more very cool car stuff. Not actually a car driving along this time, but some of the computer wizardry that modern cars can do, which was very interesting and super cool. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say about that, so I'll leave it here. All in all, a very successful, productive, fun-packed weekend, but a knackering one as well. Especially as there always seems to be something to do in the evening that prevents you from going to bed early. So, yes, anyway, now I'm nearly at work. Actually, I need something nice happening now. Let's see how that goes. I'm not holding my breath on the way to work. But we'll see how the day goes. I shall start by not standing in front of that huge puddle. I'll it's green, even better. I shall wish you all a good Tuesday. Surely it can only get better after here. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.